Welcome to the official installment of Justified Faith. According to INC.com, the key is not spending your time, but investing it. Today, I will talk about the subject of time management and how it could be effective in your everyday life, whether it's in business or in education. There are three strong main components with time management. The first one is to be organized. In order to be organized is to create a list. This helps us to recall things to get things done. According to Bustle.com, we spend a lot of mental energy trying to keep track of all the things that we need to remember. Mostly people who are visual learners actually help them assist them to get things done in a timely manner. I can definitely relate how creating a list is very beneficial. We all have other aspects in life, such as hobbies we like to do. The second element is to prioritize. In order to prioritize, you would need to compromise. Everyone have hobbies such as skating, bowling, exercising, painting, and etc. Is your hobbies more important than your work? I can say that during a time of early stages of college, I would say a proposal came to me from my friends to hang out with them over a night of studying. Ultimately, I chose to hang out with my friends, and I will say that blew up in my face because the next day I was unprepared from a pop quiz. We all have a commitment to advance us or where we like to be in life. The third and final element is self-discipline. In order to have self-discipline is to have a routine. Having a schedule through a mobile device, a calendar, help us balance different things such as schoolwork, family, and etc. According to The Power of Full Engagement, managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal. Says to be fully engaged, we must be physically energized, emotionally connected, mentally focused, and spiritually aligned with a purpose beyond our intimate self-interest. Everyone have weaknesses. Make sure that you keep your tasks to avoid distraction. My opinion is to block out all of the distractions that keep your interest to have a spiritual aligned purpose with your goal. We all have goals in life, and in order to reach the goals, we have to make sure that we are mentally focused. After naming the three components of time management, to be organized is to create a list, prioritize, compromising your tasks, and last but not least, self-discipline, not to get distracted from your weakness. I hope this was very beneficial to you. Keep this in mind, the key is not spending your time, but investing it.